Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Renovating's the Australian dream, isn't it? Well, maybe not. Sometimes we need to be more realistic about what we want to achieve with our time and how much time we do have and where we want to spend it. It takes a lot of time. So today we're going to talk to Paula. Now, Paula is a real estate agent, a wonderful one at that, and she's going to talk us through her own experience. So we hope you enjoy. Welcome, Paula. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we were talking, well, actually, I crashed your house on one Sunday morning when I lost the keys to your office and then had to fess up and borrow them from you.
Don't worry, I've done it many times.
Ridiculous. You showed me through actually one of the Build Hers homes that you're living in at the moment.
Yep, correct.
And we had a bit of a discussion about the way life feels in a renovated versus unrenovated home.
Well, for me, during COVID, I realised that I wanted to renovate my house. My house was unrenovated. I'd lived there for about 6 years, had enough of living in an unrenovated home, you know, bad bathroom, no wardrobe space, no storage, etc. So reached out to you and started doing your course. And first thing I did was put split systems in, realized that took me a whole day and went, I can't do this, cannot do it. So decided what was my next step and went, let's find something that's renovated where it's all done and I can move in and enjoy.
Now, for the last 6 years, you've been living in this house with the idea that you'll renovate it at some stage. Now, you work in property, you see a lot of houses, so inspiration is not the problem.
No, correct. I see amazing houses every day saying, I want this, I want to buy that, I want to do this.
Yeah, and I guess for you, when did you think you were going to renovate?
Well, it was always the dream. Like I literally bought that house thinking, yes, I'm going to renovate it one day. Then through COVID went, it's time, I need to make a move. I'd always drawn up plans, got ideas, you know, cut things out of magazines, all those little bits and pieces, and obviously seeing the homes that we do sell. But then thought, yes, at COVID, yep, now's the time to do it. So probably after 6 years, after living in a house for a really long time, which I actually think is really, really important before you start a renovation, because I think you need to get the feel for a home. How do you live in it? How do your kids play in it, etc.? All those bits and pieces where the light comes in.
Yeah, so that was kind of the plan. And then when you realized it was going to take a lot of time, Had you in your plan of life budgeted the time for renovating?
If anyone knows me, they know I work 6 to 7 days a week. So, and thought I could actually do both, right? Like thought I could renovate a house and still work the way I do. Yeah, I'd always said when the kids were a little bit bigger, like when they weren't going to destroy things, did I want to do the renovation? So, and they were at that age, you know, at this point. So yes, after some time, you know, I had a budget in mind and thought now was the time to do it.
Yeah. So then reassessing, you're like, okay, well, this isn't going to happen because I don't have the time. Yeah. And I think sometimes we need to make a really good assessment of whether that our time is really valuable. Are we going to spend it renovating or are we going to spend it buying something where someone's already done it? That's weekends that you could be spending taking the kids to birthday parties and to the soccer and doing fun things that you are now spending painting your home or organising for a concreter to turn up or overseeing or interviewing architects, whatever that process might be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, literally, look, when I put the split systems, I know this sounds silly, but this is actually what changed my mind about doing it, because putting split systems in, like simple, you'd think, right? Simple. It takes, you order them, someone comes and puts them in, it's done. I had to be at home for that to happen all day. And I went, this is not a good use of my time, right? Like sitting at home waiting for this to happen. And I thought, if this is just the start of it, how do I do the rest? And I knew that I wanted that goal of a renovated house, but knew that I just couldn't go through the process. I think there's people that can do it, and they should definitely do it. They're amazing at what they do. But people like myself, no. No. Just give me something done that I can move into.
Yeah. And so I guess what we wanted to talk to today was, I guess, some of the sacrifices you were making to live in that unrenovated house versus being able to move into a renovated house. Now, if you were swapping like for like, you might have to be sacrificing maybe land size or backyard or quality of finished or something like that. So there are compromises always, but the things that you pointed out where your life has changed so dramatically living in a renovated house. Now, listening to this, framing what it's like before the renovation and after the renovation, whether you do it yourself or you just go buy something that someone else has done, I guess it's interesting to think about the marked difference of how you live.
Oh, totally. I think I actually didn't know what I was missing. I had no idea, because you get used to what you live in, right? And it's all fine. Like, it was fine that I didn't have enough wardrobe space or, you know, not the right cooling for 6 years. I had no cooling. What was I doing? Like, ridiculous. And now living in a space where I have this stunning walk-in robe, like absolutely beautiful. I feel like I'm spoiled. I feel like I'm living in a hotel. I literally feel like I'm living in a hotel. Having my own bathroom that I don't have to share with two children that are preteen, and how I've just realized they'd like to do their hair for 20 minutes. You know, little things like that just changes your life, like completely changes it. It's little things about how the space works, you know. Do we have enough room to entertain? Right. I think we had this conversation when you came over. I literally have enough room to have a dining room, you know, dining table now, where in the house I was living, I didn't, and I couldn't have friends over and all those sorts of things. It's only little things, but they have just changed the way I live, the way I feel every morning, you know, getting dressed in a beautiful walk-in robe and having a shower in a beautiful bathroom and, you know, sitting at an island bench with my kids. Oh my God, it's like one of my favorite things to do. Like, they can sit there and talk to you while you're cooking, and all those little bits and pieces I think we probably take for granted a little bit. But when you've lived in something that doesn't offer those things, suddenly it's like, wow, this is incredible, absolutely incredible.
We'd probably talk about them in terms of moments. So we have a thing we say, which is my space, my vision, my moments. And it's kind of like, building up. The vision you have is creating a space, but it's actually not about the space, it's about the moments.
Yes.
So to me, what was interesting is you're picking those moments, and the way you've achieved it, we can all achieve it in different ways, but it's appreciating how those things happen. Now, I live in a lot of unrenovated houses and then a lot of renovated houses, and I can tell you I've got way more friends when I live in a renovated house.
Yeah, agree.
Or it's just that they feel comfortable to come over. Have you found the same? Like, people are dropping by.
Yeah, but not only do they feel comfortable, but I think you feel comfortable too. Like, I'm really proud of the space that I live in. Not that I wasn't proud of the space that I lived in an unrenovated house, but now I know that I can entertain. And, you know, I even did little things like I got rid of pretty much all of my furniture and started again. Like, so things like that that just make the space feel, you know, more loved and more homely. Totally in regards to friends dropping in or you inviting people. I wouldn't have had you over to my unrenovated house. Probably wouldn't have happened.
You didn't have a choice. It was like actually 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yes. Thank you, Rebecca.
Help.
I love getting up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning to see someone.
When you
like
don't have the kids there as well.
Don't have the kids, not working, but sure, come over.
I've got boundaries. I tell you, I've got boundaries. No issue here.
Yeah.
And so when you are then taking people through homes and looking at homes for families and kind of looking at the way people can make their spaces, does it change the way you feel about that and that kind of practical use?
It does. Yeah, it does. In a different way to I thought it would. I mean, I've always, obviously we look at a million houses, you know, throughout the year, and you see some amazing things. And I think now being in a house that the kitchen setup is just ideal. You know, where the sink is placed, where the dishwasher is placed, where the bin is placed, where the oven and fridge are placed. I didn't realize how important that was until I'd lived in that space. So, yes, now when I'm, you know, showing buyers through a house or, you know, just looking at a house for an appraisal, those things really stand out now, which you'd think I probably would have known that, but I don't think you do know the value of those things until you are living in that space.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's when we renovate homes, we changed things every time and we adapt to different things and we get better and better because we're tweaking. It's not like it's like the main part of it we've got under control, but then we've realized that actually we need 4 laundry hampers and 4 is the perfect number because you've got a white and you've got a black and then you've got a towels and then you've got the things that are dry that need to go in a hamper because I don't want to see them on a bench, but I'm not folding yet to put away because that is the painful process. And so you're building them into your designs each time. And I know the person who designed your home, she's done a number and she's a very talented designer. Mm. So she's incorporating all of those different things in to that space. I guess that's why you might hire a designer that's got an eye for these things because they're doing it all the time and they know what works and doesn't work. Mm. And if you don't have that faith in your design team or if they're not engaged in that design team, then, you know, think about getting a consult or getting someone who knows this stuff or walking it through with someone because there are important decisions that affect
everyday living. Yeah, exactly. And I think we all think we know what we want.
We don't know.
No, or what works well because obviously there's shows like The Block and all those sorts of things these days. And so we all think we can renovate, which is what I thought I could do and that it was that easy. But all those little minor things, those little minor decisions are gold, like absolutely gold in the way that we live our lives, which is super important when, you know, we're all working really hard and busy lives and kids and all those sorts of things. You want to tick all those boxes.
And I think that evaluation you did is really good. It's like, well, I want that space, but I don't have the time. And what am I going to sacrifice to end up doing that? And is that a worthwhile sacrifice or do I just skip to the finish line? Because we can always look at the same thing in many different ways. And I guess to me that's the skill. The skill is going, okay, well, I'm here, I need to get here, and actually I've got like 5 different pathways or 10 different pathways, and it's up to me to choose which way gets me the best and the quickest, because no one will do that for you. No one said to you, sell this house, buy another one.
Exactly. And I think, like you said as before, everyone thinks renovating is like the Australian dream. We all should be doing that, but maybe we all shouldn't be doing that. Like maybe just go and buy that dream home if you see it, you know, or a renovated house. Just, I'm never renovating ever. I love what you do. I'm never doing it now. Never. Like I'd love to pay someone to do it for me, but I'm never doing it. So I've just, skipped all those steps and found the perfect house for me. And it is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
And that's the thing, everyone's got a different skill set and a different thing that they bring to it. You know, your skill set is actually great for renovating, but it's not in terms of time. And so the thing about, I love your job from the outside, right? From the outside.
Me too, sometimes.
They're kind of going in, talking to people, but the time that it takes, it's not for me. I'm just not that way inclined, whereas I'd prefer to renovate and do something like that. So we just need to assess where we all sit on that spectrum and ladder and kind of really understand the whole system and the whole process, because renovating isn't going to happen in 6 months without you putting any time in it. Most people we speak to, it's about a 2-year process from the inception to the move-in date and a lot of hours.
Yeah, correct. So what's important to you in those next 2 years? You know, is it doing that process, like you love it, you absolutely love it, right? You know, and it makes your heart sing, you know, all those bits and pieces. For me, it didn't. So, you know, I just jumped the steps. But I think we talked about this the other day when you were at my house, saying, what can we take away out of our life so we can do the things that we really do enjoy, which is, you know, spending time with kids. I love my job. Like I absolutely love a job. Yes, it takes up a lot of time, but it's where I want to put my time and energy as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I was saying something like I don't want necessarily children minder because I love spending the time with the kids, but I'm not very good at doing the laundry. So I've got someone to help me do the laundry. I know, and she's been away for a week, and oh my God, there's an explosion of clothes everywhere. I'm like, oh, come back, come back.
Help, help, help. But that's not where your time should be spent either. Like, it really shouldn't. You don't, as we say, it doesn't make you happy. I don't know who wants to do laundry to make them happy, but maybe.
Well, I guess for some people it's a service. It's an active service, which is making them happy, and it's something that you can do and enjoy. But with that kind of theme that you can do everything and you can do everything well and you're not going to feel flustered, because when I see people that are flustered, I'm like, okay, did you have to do everything?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the exact conversation we had, didn't you? And I walked away going, oh, thanks. Thank you to you for that conversation, because I just took a breath and thought, what should I be doing? What shouldn't I be doing? You know, all those bits and pieces that we need to think about constantly in our life, like what's important.
Right, and it could be as much as paying someone to come in and style a home. Like there's real estate agent stylists. They come in, they style a home. You can pay for that service for your own home.
Yep, which I did as well.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because it's not, you know, shopping. And we were talking about this, like going to a showroom to look at a couch.
Yep, correct.
And the showroom might not be around the corner, so that's an hour there. You've got to look at it. You've got to put the headspace into it. Then you've got to order it. Then you've got to wait the 6 weeks. Yep. Or you could just outsource that to someone who knows what they're doing and they're passionate about it.
Yep.
If that time can be spent somewhere else and that money's not the issue, right? Yep. So we're always balancing our resources.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
And I think a lot of people don't factor time into their resource properly.
Well, time, I mean – especially in our industry, is so precious, like so precious. And yes, we work long hours, etc., and Saturdays, which makes it hard to be able to do those bits and pieces. But you're right, I literally said to a stylist of ours that we use quite regularly, I need a couch, I need a dining table, what's going to work in this space? She sent me some options and away we went. So much easier than me. I don't know what I'm doing.
And there are people that can do that service, and it's only $100, $200. Yeah, like it's not a lot.
No.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah. And so that, you know, instead of agonizing, you can get that look that you need if that's the piece of the puzzle that you're missing. But I think there's too much pressure to be everything all at once and have the show home. And I mean, I knew you were coming home today. My house is not perfectly styled. Most of the houses you go into are on the market, so they're perfectly styled. Most of the houses I go into are on the market, so they're all perfectly styled. And my home is not currently at that state, and I find it a little bit embarrassing.
Oh, well, when you came to mine, it was the same. But it's your home, right? We have to live
in it. Yeah, but our ideals and what we see on the TV and what we see when we go to people's houses are all very manufactured.
Yeah, correct, correct.
I did a tour on the weekend through one of the courses I'm doing, and we went through looking at the gardens. We were actually looking at the gardens, but I looked in the windows because they were magnificent houses.
You couldn't help yourself.
But I couldn't help myself. One of the staircase details, I'm like, that one for later. But as well as the garden was lovely.
Yeah.
But as I was looking in, I'm like, okay, they live normally too, because these are really fancy homes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're living normal lives, and they're with – things in spots that they wouldn't be, but we're so used to seeing things perfect all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, life isn't perfect all the time. Come to my house today. It's a disaster, literally a disaster. It's fine. But people say that all the time. It's funny when I come into someone's house, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's not cleaned up. And I'm like, no, it's fine. This is your life. Like, this is how we live. This is beautiful. Like we were just saying, little moments, like, I don't want you to clean up and it be immaculate. It doesn't give me a feel for your house, which is what creates such an amazing vibe for property too.
Okay, so what was the thing that got you over the line to selling your home? You sold your home? No. Okay, so
I kept it.
Moving out.
I don't know why. Never renovating
because.
It. Do you want to buy it?
Yeah, you can renovate it. Thanks, that sounds lovely. Definitely do that. Not backing away. Bye. Good. That's all we've got time for.
It's fine.
I guess what was the tipping point for you? What made you – was it COVID?
Probably a couple of things. One was definitely COVID, realizing the space that I wanted to live in. And was this the space? And as I said, just, you know, having people over. We all miss that in COVID, right? But it made me realize, in COVID made me realize that I didn't have that in this house anyway. So that was probably one thing. Two, I couldn't share a bathroom with my children anymore. It's terrible. I could not do that. And I want to, it sounds funny, but having a renovated house makes me feel like an adult, right?
Yes,
like, I know that's silly, but, you know, I'm definitely an adult, right? But being in that house makes me feel like I've finally got there. You know, nice furniture, not the furniture that we've dragged along since we were in our 20s. You know, nice furniture, a nice space. So I think probably a combination of those things. And then, as I say, trying to put split systems in, realised I couldn't do it, just get out of there, move on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is a certain level of that. We feel like there should be a point where we feel grown up, yeah. And we feel like, but our, we feel really different about ourselves when we live in a different space.
Totally.
And that might be light, it might be energy, it might be furniture, it could be styling or paint, it could be clutter. But all of these things, if we change them to being the way we desire, will make us feel a different way about ourselves. And that feeling is really what's important, I think.
Oh, I totally agree. The feeling you have in living in a house, or the way your friends come over and feel when they're there, is so important. I don't know if it's a confidence thing, that sounds wrong, like that's not the right word, but I think just it is an energy, maybe it's an energy thing. It's definitely an energy thing. If you're feeling good in the space that you are living in, then you're going to go out into the world and just project that energy out into, you know, with friends and families and colleagues, etc.
Yeah, I think actually that's kind of true of a lot of the things that we should do. Like if we feel better when we eat healthy, you know,
totally.
We feel better when we exercise, and then that feeling then rubs off on the rest of the part of our lives and our interactions. And I think, you know, the environment we spend a lot of our time in is exactly the same as that. It kind of has this overall feeling on kind of continues out, and it kind of ripples into the rest of the world.
Exactly. Like you said, those moments. So if you've got those moments within the space that you're living, then that will, you know, create that energy with the rest of the world and your life as well.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for talking to us about that. I know it's a kind of a strange one, and I'm not saying don't renovate, but I guess I'm saying it's not for everyone, and maybe it's rethinking that, because there is actually nothing to say that you couldn't, at this point, not living in the house, hire a builder to do the overall build and not have to be involved in it in the same way. It's just sometimes we feel like we should be doing the hard yards and grafting along the way, and we don't always have to be doing that.
That's right. And I think, you know, as I say, I think renovating is for certain people. For me, it's definitely not, and I think I've made 100% the best decision for me. And everyone's life's different, right? For me right now, this was the right decision. Maybe ask me in 20 years if I want to renovate, and it might be different, but right now, no thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Any renovation.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.